Hello, everyone.
You're listening to The Random Bush Show. I'm Sean Random, co-host of The Random Bush Show with Andrew Bushwitz, and I'm so happy that you stopped by to listen to our show. I like to think of it as eavesdropping on an interesting conversation by two wacky individuals. I'm really excited to present it. We've also mixed in some sketch comedy. It's fun, it's humorous, it's a good time. I really think you'll enjoy it, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Today's episode is brought to us by Brains. Hey, Brains, I don't know how you work, and technically speaking, that's your fault.
Invent giant bananas with consciences.
Make them assholes, and then we could just, it'd be fun killing them.
Wait, we have to make them assholes?
Cause yeah.
What if there's, like, the nice banana who, like, invents a cure for cancer?
Oh, like the... Dr. Banana, we'll see you now.
Oh, wow, you got in with Dr. Banana.
Dr. Banana's the best. Yeah.
I had to set up this appointment months ago. Who would have thought he would have made such a great obstetrician?
It's going to be so... Oh, God. That's so stupid.
Dr. Banana. Paging Dr. Banana.
To the pediatrics ward.
Oh, my. That must be the pregnant lady I expected.
Oh, looks like a crowning. Whatever Dr. Banana says. Jeez. Will Dr. Banana ever get married? Like, does he sleep? What is his life like?
Dr. Banana's like Jesus. You don't think about, like, he doesn't do normal. He doesn't poop.
Dr. Banana doesn't poop.
He doesn't eat. He just spends most of his time in prayer.
Uh-huh.
And then teaching his message.
Well, he's already, it depends on if his face is kind of on, like, the concave or convex part. Concave or convex. You know what? In school.
So is he coming or going?
Yeah, well, I'm saying, is he bowing or is he like going like that? Does he have an arched back?
Yeah.
Think about
it. I see it.
He's
as
got a sexy. Oh, like that?
Like, yeah. His face is
out?
Yeah.
So his face is on the outside. So he's got like a sexy.
He's got
arched
like a
back.
Crescent moon look.
Yeah. He's got his little. Oh.
What did you see?
I saw him the other way.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the face him. And he's arching the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, with like chest forward.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Chest forward, and he's got a big old butt sticking out because of his curve.
Oh, okay.
But the other way, when he's crescent mooned, he's kind of like, you know, whenever he looks like he's constantly bowing. So he just sits down, and it looks like he's like bowing like that. See
yeah.
what I'm saying?
For the yeah.
banana.
Hey, banana, what's wrong? Nothing, man. Nothing. This is the way I'm shaped.
This is the way I look. Oh, well.
You're hanging your head low, banana. What's wrong with you? Oh, nothing, man.
Well, will Dr. Banana ever find love?
A lot of people don't realize bananas are depressed. Bananas just have a real tough. They're just sitting around with all their friends, and then one day they're torn away.
Yeah.
And eaten. Yeah, stripped naked and eaten.
It's a stressful life. It's a stressful life being a banana.
Terrific.
It's, a lot of them commit suicide.
Really, bananas? Yeah. You hear a lot
just,
about banana
they just
suicide.
Drop off.
That must be what banana, Dr. Banana's specialty is.
Dr. Banana's specialty
he's working
is
working in banana suicide.
Yeah,
he's got to stop the epidemic.
Oh man, I imagine
it's about education. Really, we got to get the word out.
I would watch a children's television show called Dr. Banana, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Dr. Banana. He's a doctor. He's a banana. That's number
I
one.
Totally
line
get it.
In a
yeah.
theme song. He's a Dr. Banana. You know. Oh, by the way, that
he's
concave.
He's a doctor. He's a banana.
I said concave or convex earlier, and I remember in school being like, "Why the fuck am I ever gonna?" And it's because of this podcast. Learning
oh,
that
right.
right now.
I see him as concave, whereas you see him as convex.
I see him as a convex banana. You
holy
see him
shit,
as a
that
concave.
Lesson was important.
Yeah,
I got to write a letter to my third grade teacher.
Like, dear,
my
miss,
bad.
Yeah,
totally. You were right. I absolutely use this
in
the
I'm
real
doing
world.
A podcast now, and we had a discussion about a living anthropomorphized banana. And
that I had to fight.
That I had to fight, and that math legend lesson came in handy.
Incidentally, about 2 years ago, I had to put a ladder against a wall, and that was pretty crazy, too. You saw me through that, and I remember sitting in class being like, I'm never going to fucking use this. This is bullshit. You were totally right. My bad.
And now, random thoughts.
If a kitchenette is a little kitchen, then a diet's gotta be a little death. Right? Guess that's just how it feels to me.
This is stupid. No, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi. Is this... 323-555-6291?
It is. Who is this?
Okay, so this is gonna sound a little weird. And I would not normally do this, but I mean, I did just get your number off a men's room wall, and it said I should call for a good time?
Okay. I don't know who wrote that there, but yeah, I like to have a good time. Where's that men's room?
I'm at a strip club.
Oh, fun! Which one?
It's the Palomino.
The Palomino? Shut up. On 3rd and Highland? I love that place.
Really? You've been here?
Yeah. Who's bartending today? Is it Cindy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Short, dark hair, slutty, but like not too slutty.
That actually sounds right.
Tell her I said you need a free drink. She totally owes me.
Cool.
Oh, better yet, tell her we need a threesome. I'm down anytime. That girl is so much fun.
Okay, yeah.
So, about that good time, when are we hanging out?
I don't know. How about tonight?
Oh, shit. Do you like basketball?
Yeah, heck yeah. I love the Lakers.
That is a crazy coincidence. A client gave me tickets to his box seats at the Lakers game tonight.
Well, that's great.
They're supposed to be amazing seats. Good food, free booze.
Cool. Let's do it.
Nice. I was worried I wouldn't find anybody to go with. Sorry, I need to run though. I have to teach erotic massage yoga class in a few minutes, but let's meet at the game tonight. In the meantime, go get that free drink from Cindy. Tell her that Beth says hi.
Wait, hold on a second. Who's Beth?
I'm Beth.
No. On the wall by your number, it says Kate.
No, I'm Beth.
Okay, but is your middle name Kate? Or maybe Kate's your roommate, and you just answered her phone?
No, it's just me, Beth.
Look, I'm really sorry, and you seem nice and everything, but I honestly thought I was calling a Kate. You know... It's just a good time with her, and, you know, there's obviously somebody out there that's vouching for her, so I don't know.
But what about our plans tonight? No Lakers game? No threesome?
Look, I'm sorry. This is a wrong number.
Hello? Are you still there? Damn it! What does that girl have to do?
And now, thoughts from the bush.
Now that I'm a fully grown and developed adult, I can bring my own crayons to restaurants.
And you can try this at home if anyone wants to try this. You can buy glitter at the store.
Uh-oh.
Make sure it's non-toxic. and make sure you eat like your favorite, you know, meal with it. Maybe some popcorn or
some
corn.
Are you eating glitter?
You take the glitter and you sprinkle a little bit down your throat, drink some water with it, and when you pass, your dookie will be fabulous.
And when the doctor cuts you open, you're like, holy shit, this kid's covered in glitter.
What would be great is if you eat a little doll that says surprise and then you eat a bunch of glitter afterwards. So when the doctor cuts you open, it's like, surprise.
There's just a doll that's like, what the fuck? You're perfect. Covered in glitter?
It'd be perfect if, like,
we can't use any of these organs. They're covered in glitter.
Your friend is both a doctor and it's his birthday.
He's so upset that his friend died.
He's like, oh God, I shouldn't have to operate him. What is this?
This should be a conflict of interest. Let's cut him
off. And all your friends show up. Surprise! Dave took one for the team to let you know. Happy birthday.
You cut him open and it's a gift. He knew he was dying. You know Dave likes to think outside the box, man.
Consequently, he is an organ donor, so you can take his eyes.
But open the gift first. Oh, I wish Dave was here to see the look on your face. Well, he's here. He's here.
Well, he's here. Well, when you get his eyes, you can use it. You know, you can get that person, whoever donates his eyes, they can use his eyes.
Not only
did
you get a gift, but other people get a gift.
You can see it while he's...
Oh, no, we can't use these eyes. There's glitter all over the back of them.
I can't see anything. Oh, that was the other surprise. You can only see things in red. That's just so you know, you can see, but everything's going to be red.
Oh, so, like, all of a sudden, donor things have weird conditions?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this new nose will help you smell, but unfortunately, everything smells like bananas.
People be like, what's... Oh, it smells like bananas in this bathroom.
Oh, what beautiful flowers. They smell like bananas. Someone fart in this elevator.
Just every time.
Smells like banana.
Every time when you go and you buy your shampoo, you're like, everything's just banana flavored. I don't understand. Everything that you taste tastes like bananas. And then everything you see is red.
Wow.
So there is no color. Just your red.
Your whole life is just red bananas.
Maybe hues of red so you can tell the difference.
Different shades
of red. Yeah, different shades of red. And that'd be horrible for people driving. They just blow through all the lights.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, no. Or they just stop at everything. You know, can't go here. Dude, go. When the lights are red. Lights are always red.
All the lights are red.
All the lights are red.
We can't get anywhere. What if you got an arm? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if you can donate.
No, hear me out. Hear
like
me out.
Organ transplant.
Say you're in a situation, your arm gets torn off.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Another person of your same size recently died. Mm-hmm. They can take the arm, they can put it on you. You wake up, you have this new arm. They explain to the situation, and you're like, oh, well, thank you for giving me this new arm. Like, my arm was torn off. And then you realize there's a horribly offensive tattoo on the arm.
Right.
It's now your arm.
Oh,
but there's
man.
Like there's like a Nazi tattoo
you go
there
and you get
or
it covered
some
up
kind of
or
like
something.
White pride or something like yeah, what how do you
I just wear long sleeves I would think most of the time and just be like, "Hey man, what's but here's the thing, everyone would know getting out of the hospital that you had a new arm. So everyone would be like, "Let's see the new arm. Let's check it." You know what I mean? Like, don't you yeah.
I don't really want to show it off just yet.
Like, if I had a new arm, I would just be shaking. I'd be like, here. And here's the thing. So my hands, just look at my hands. They're very similar. You see what I'm saying?
Okay,
they're very similar. But your hand and my hand are way different.
Right.
So if you died and you were an organ donor and I lost my arm in some accident and I got your arm, I would just be showing people, like, look how different my hands are,
you'd
man.
Be
they're
masturbating
so...
with my hand.
Yes.
Creepy.
Yes. I wasn't going to go there quite so soon.
Oh, you
but
knew
you
I
would...
was going
to oh,
go
of course
there.
I'm going to go there.
Creepy.
Oh,
so...
man. Oh, here's what's weird about it. Here's
I don't
what's
even
weird
want to
about
go
it.
There.
No, this is what's weird about it. Okay, so you have a partner, right?
Okay.
And they're just like, and they've been your partner for years, and they're just like used to your touch. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
and suddenly you have this other hand, like you have really soft hands, you know, and all of a sudden you get this worker hand that's all
really
like
rough
callous,
man hand.
And really callous and everything, and you're just like, ugh, and she's just like, oh God, and it's just bizarre. It's
what
like
if she was just like, I really don't want you touching me with that on. Like, it had nothing to do with the touch of it. It was just, she knew full well that arm was not your arm. And it was some other dude's arm.
There'd be really weird things about it. Like, I would go to pick my nose and the fingers aren't the right size. You know what I mean? Like, they're just,
what the hell?
They're
just, like,
poking me.
Oh, right,
me.
I gotta use my hand to get it up my nostril.
I can use these fingers because these fingers are, you ever notice that? Your fingers are, like, surprisingly, like, perfectly shaped for your own nose.
I just thought of a weird thing.
All of my holes. My fingers are perfectly shaped for all of my holes. Other people's fingers are not shaped for my holes.
Do you know why?
Why?
As you've grown, your fingers have penetrated all of your holes. Your holes are only the size they are because of your fingers.
But anyways, back to hands. Back to hands with the guys. I don't know. It'd just be weird having, like, someone else's hand on my body.
Sure.
And I don't mean, like, someone touching me. I mean, like, having, like, an organ donor hand. It would be really cool, though, like, if he could play guitar. You know what I mean? Like, they had big enough hands, like, they could play guitar.
Oh,
I don't
know. Do you think your hand, that hand, which is now your hand, mm-hmm. would then be more agile than your original hand? Because you're...
Maybe it would be... I think I might... Depending on how far it goes up, I might have a stronger, like, forearm.
Maybe.
And stuff. You know? What I really want is I want, like, a giant hand.
Just one.
Like,
big
I just
giant.
Like one big giant. Like,
no one would like, see it coming. This giant fucking.
Like
hand.
The more I think about it, if I were to get a hand transplant, I'm thinking, would I rather have tiny hands or big hands?
Like big old shack
would you,
hands.
Would you want like a baby hand? No, I wouldn't.
No,
I would
no,
want.
No
I would
want
like
a.
Hand. I wouldn't. I want like a giant hand, like just a massive hand.
A big old
just
racket.
A big
size
old hand. And I want people to be. I want it to be so big that people are like, "Whoa, look at that guy's hand! Like, look at that! Holy my god!" Like, I want to, like, and it would just be, like, my go-to. I would just want to high-five people. Like, I'd be like, hey, man, what's up? High-five. And just
what
put
the
and
hell?
Like, what the fuck? I'm slapping that thing. I don't know where I'm going to slap it. Should I slap it in the fingers? Should I slap it in the palms? Like, I don't know where I'm going to slap
that's
it. But
a
I
whole
wanna,
lot of hand.
That's
it's
a
like a
shit
giant,
ton of hand.
Looks like you're holding onto a Frisbee, and it's all hand.
Oh, it would be, oh.
It's a Frisbee with fingers.
God, I want big hand. I want big hand so bad.
Just one big
just
hand.
Just one. Imagine this. You're thirsty. It's late at night. Oh, you got to go, and you want but you got drink like right out of the sink. You open it up, you just scoop your hand and you go, you just slurp. You have a whole pool. You can wash your dog in that hand. You have a little baby, you have a little tiny like chihuahua dog. You fill
when
up your hand
off at somebody, you'd be like, you're getting the big finger.
Oh my god. Just playing.
Like you'd see that finger going down the street. You'd be driving away. And you flipping them off. Look at that giant fucking hand.
You have to open up your sunroof and you stick it out there. You just.
Dude, ladies would be like, yeah, I don't know about this guy. And then you'd reach up and like do something with your giant hand. They'd be like, no, wait a minute. Hold on.
You would win every argument. Rock, paper, scissors, man, right here. One, two, three.
Boulder.
Boom. Like, no. Rock beats scissors. Not these scissors. These scissors cut your rock in half. Those are rock cutting scissors. God, I want big hand. That'd be so cool. You know that little trick that you do, like when you put your fingers in the olives. You ever have like unpitted olives?
Yeah, yeah. And
you
put them
you
on your
that?
Fingers, and
you could do that.
Eyeballs.
You could do that, but with like apples. That's how big your hand is.
It's a giant.
You just
hand.
Be like apple hands, and I chase apple my hands. I chase my sister around. She'd be like, "Mom, no!"
Andrew's chasing me with his giant fucking hand.
Apple hands again. That's what I do. I want to do my whole life, but with a big hand.
You know, if I could make some body alteration, I do like.
Are
big
you gonna
hand.
Say if you could pick a big body part, you wouldn't pick the hand?
Well, no, I
I'm
do.
Sorry, I think I'd pick hand every time.
I love big hand. Big hand is great. It serves a lot of purposes, mm-hmm. and it's hilarious. Big hand's a lot of fun. I'd like a tail.
What would you do with a tail, honestly?
I think...
Honestly, other than tap people on the shoulder and stuff.
Hear me
Come
out.
On.
Hear me out.
Silliness.
I think it would make me more agile. It would give me an advanced sense of balance.
What are you doing with this tail? You're going to run on the side of walls?
Yes.
We're going to hop up on shit?
Absolutely.
All this
I'm
gonna
get
tail
into parkour.
Is parkour. Everyone will be into parkour. Or it's just you that has this tail.
It's just me that has
just
a tail.
Just you that has a tail.
Well, I guess anybody else could have a tail, too.
Really? No. Just you has a tail, but your tail.
I would learn to fight with it.
Okay.
I'd become like a superhero. I could hang from it. It could reach into the other room and get me a glass
He's
of water.
He's running around with a fucking weird tail.
I'd have a hand on the end of the tail, a big giant hand.
Oh, no, that would be cool. If you had a giant hand on the end of the tail, you could slap people behind you. Oh, fuck
quick.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We have come to the end of this show. Thanks once again for listening. I already said that. Repeating myself.